Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the Bank of England has raised interest rates from 0.1% to 0.25%, its first increase in more than 3 years, saying that the risks of inflation required it to take preemptive action even as the Omicron wave of coronavirus engulfs the UK. Surprising financial markets on Thursday for the second month running and voting 8-1 in favour of higher interest rates, the bank's Monetary Policy Committee decided it could not wait any longer before seeking to cool the spending in the economy. Next, UK coronavirus cases hit a record high for the second day in a row on Thursday, with more than 88,000 people testing positive, as hospitals braced for a large wave of admissions prompted by the fast-spreading Omicron variant. Chris Whitty, England's chief medical officer, warned it is entirely possible that daily hospital admissions due to the Omicron variant could surpass the peaks from previous coronavirus waves. In mid-January, more than 4,500 COVID patients were hospitalized in one 24-hour period. And now, KPMG is one of several big businesses in Hong Kong encouraging staff to vote, in what the government is billing as a patriots-only election for the city's legislature, as authorities worry about low turnout in the poll. The Big Four auditing firm has offered staff an extra day off if they exercise their privilege to vote in the elections on Sunday for the Legislative Council, Hong Kong's de facto parliament, according to an internal email seen by the Financial Times. The election will be the legislature's first, since the government introduced sweeping changes this year that barred most of Hong Kong's pro-democracy politicians from running for office and subjected candidates to vetting for their political loyalty to China. And finally, the UK government is on Friday expected to drop its demand to remove the European Court of Justice as the ultimate arbiter of trade rules in Northern Ireland, as it seeks to de-escalate tensions with Brussels. Brexit Minister Lord David Frost will tell his EU counterpart Mauro Sefcovic that governance issues can wait until they have agreed on practical ways to improve the flow of goods between the region and the rest of the UK, according to officials. The expected climb down by London confirms a UK briefing given to European journalists last week that was later vehemently denied by Downing Street. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.